Hello, I am Jim Hippenstiel. I am the pastor of Compassion and Congregational Care. Josh asked me a few weeks ago if I'd be willing to speak about what God is doing in my life and in my ministry. Had this been 5 or 6 years ago, I would have probably said, "Are you nuts? I'm not going to talk in front of a group of people." I have discovered that when we agree to follow God's lead, our comfort zone begins to shrink and God doesn't want us to be comfortable in our lives. I spent some time reflecting on what God is doing in my life since receiving my pastor's license. As I look back on the past couple years, I had the honor of officiating a funeral for the father of a very near and dear friend. I officiated a wedding for a young man that I watched grow up. My heart was drawn back to a journey I had with Leon Simmons. Leon is the late husband of Janet Simmons. Leon attended the well from the beginning. I was just starting to test the waters of being a new pastor when Leon's health started failing him. I had the pleasure of being able to spend time with him in prayer during his hospital stays. I was able to be with Leon during his time at the hospice. I discovered just how powerful prayer can be during one of my trips to the hospital in Fort Wayne. After receiving a call from Deb explaining that to me that her dad was back in the emergency room, I found myself in a situation that I had not been in before. So I turned to God and I asked Him to give me the words that will help them deal with their concerns they are having. This particular visit was very memorable to me. Deb, who is Leon's daughter, was struggling with the fact that her dad didn't seem to know who she was. I told her that even though her dad's body didn't respond to her voice and touch, his mind and soul knew for sure who she was. Now, anyone who knows me well enough knows that those were not my words. I didn't come up with that. Those words came from God. I watched your expression change from fear and concern to joy and relief. I recall thinking to myself as I drove home from visiting Leon, wondering if this is what God is calling me to do. I started telling people about my interest in wanting to be a chaplain at a hospice, and I was amazed by their facial expressions. And they would ask me why I wanted to surround myself with so much sadness. I have tried to come up with words to describe the feeling of being there for Leon and his family, knowing that Leon was not going to get better, but there are no words to truly describe that feeling. Knowing that if only for a few moments I can bring joy and comfort to their hearts while I am there visiting is such an amazing feeling. I mentioned earlier that when we follow and put our trust in God, our comfort zone will shrink. I am currently employed at Fleetwood in Decatur. I have been there for a little over a year. A couple weeks after I started, our department was called into a meeting with our supervisor. He mentioned in the meeting that his boss said there will be no discussing of politics or religion while at work. I must admit that this is the first place I have worked that didn't allow discussion of either subjects. I had mentioned to a few people prior to this meeting that I was an associate pastor. A month later, Greg, our supervisor, called us into a meeting, and this time his boss was also in the meeting. Greg proceeded to tell us that he's been diagnosed with brain cancer. As I stood there listening to Greg explaining that the doctor had told him that the outcome wasn't going to be a good one, explaining how much this has opened his eyes to what's important in life, I thought to myself I could not just stand by and do nothing. I waited till Greg was done talking and I asked him if I could pray for him, and he accepted my offer. One thing I've discovered so far in my ministry is that even an unsure and unbeliever will not turn down prayer. I stood beside him with my hand on his shoulder and began to pray to God asking for healing. Have you ever asked God in prayer to reveal what He wants you to be doing to help fulfill His will for yourself? I have asked God if this is His will for me to be a chaplain. I am pretty sure He has revealed His answer to me. I had the opportunity to shadow a good friend of mine, Gerald Moreland, a couple weeks ago. Gerald is a retired pastor is now one of three chaplains at the Heritage Point in Warren. I grew up in Warren and spent a lot of time as a kid terrorizing the hallways of the then Methodist Memorial Home from where both my parents retired from. The first thing I was part of when I got there that Friday morning was telling a widowed woman that her best friend had passed away earlier that morning. And seeing the compassion Gerald had for the elderly woman as he held her hand, explaining to her how her friend had passed away and that she had went peacefully. Gerald has lunch with a different location each day of the week. I was very pleased to find out that on Fridays was his day to have lunch with the Alzheimer's patients. Alzheimer's is very near and dear to my heart because my dad had Alzheimer's. Gerald and I got there a half hour early so that we could do exercises with the members, and seeing their faces and smiles they had as we sat in chairs kicking an exercise ball to each other pretty much solidified the fact that God has given me a heart for love and compassion for others. God can be very persistent when he wants us to do something or say something. So it occurred to me that a lot of you may not know who I am and where I came from. I grew up in Warren. I didn't go to church. I ran around with a group of guys that liked to party. Now, don't get me wrong, these guys would give you the shirts off their backs if you needed it, but they liked to party. I wanted to fit in, so I started partying as well. And as a result of my stupidity and poor judgment, I had a run-in with the law. So the fact that I'm standing here as a pastor telling you how God is working in my life truly amazes me. I have talked to people about where they are in their faith and if they truly believe in God. I've had some of them tell me that they need to fix just a few things in their lives before they can accept Christ and follow him. Ladies and gentlemen, if we continue to procrastinate, it will never happen. We can't fix our problems. We can screw up, and we do. But we can't fix our own problems. Only God can fix them. So if you're one of those people that don't wait any longer, now is a perfect time to accept God and trust him. God is waiting to take your hands.